from the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network. It's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome to Wild Michigan. Duran Martinez, your host. Website, wildmichiganradio.com. Lots of great stuff on there. Lots of great stuff. You can find links to our sponsors like Lucky Buck Deer Mineral, MUCC, HHA Sports. Also, you'll find links to Costa Sunglasses, and you will get the podcast brought to you by Carnivore Club as well. A special Wild Michigan discount. Use the keyword Wild Michigan and receive a great discount from Carnivore Club. We'll be talking with them. Tim Ray next week will be on the show talking a little bit about Carnivore Club and what they have coming up. Also, bow season starts October 1st, Thursday of next week, and I will be out in the tree stand along with everybody else. But right now, let's talk a little bit of walleye fishing. Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 joins us right now, actually on the lake. And which lake did you say you're on right now?
Actually, I am on Lake St. Clair, down by Selfridge Air Force Base, helping the customer learn how to use their Lowrance side scan, down scan. So we're having a good day on the water, just kind of floating around out here, kind of doing some sonar and GPS teaching. So good day to be on the water.
You know, we've had a stretch of really good weather the past couple of weeks, but, and I say but, over the summer, it's been kind of weird up and down with short spans of consistent weather. How's it been for you guys fishing?
Fishing has been exactly like the weather. You know, when we get two or three days that are the same, the fishing's been okay. You know, we're kind of in a, you know, for walleye fishing specifically, we're kind of in a state of flux right now. We're in that transition from, you know, summertime stability to early fall instability, and, you know, nice days and cold nights, and surface temperature getting scrubbed off every night because, you know, we've got nice clear nights with cold weather and no clouds. So as the weather stays consistent for two or three days, we're getting okay fishing, and as it goes through a little bit of change, fishing is tough right now. So we've got another 4, 5, 6 degrees, you know, 65 degree surface temperatures where we start to get back into a little more consistent. And right now we're seeing walleyes, you know, make some major moves. And that's just kind of putting the walleye fishing kind of a state of flux right now.
Let's look at it. For a golfer, this weather's been great. For a walleye angler, it hasn't been too good at all. You've had clear skies, lots of sun, temperatures in the mid 70s, which for September, not real conducive to walleye fishing.
Well, it's not so much that it's a lot of fishing. We try to kind of classify fish on our calendar, and we kind of classify them and, you know, water temperatures. And but you got to remember that most of nature, regardless of temperature, regardless of what's going on, regardless of what the calendar says, most of nature marches to a drummer that is directly related to moon phase and length of daylight. So even though we're getting 70, 72 degree surface or air temperatures during the day, our daylight time is still getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So even though the weather is nice and it's been warm, the walleyes are starting to go, hey, daytime daylight is getting shorter and shorter. I need to start making a move to places where I'm going to be comfortable in the fall, where I can feed up, where I can start to intercept a lot of bait fish. So not only is the weather changing and the weather just not perfect, but we're also seeing walleyes in a state of movement, moving to their fall locations from their summer locations. So what's happening now, you know, summer we had lots of bait. Every bait fish that gets eaten now is one that's not going to be replaced till next spring. So bait fish numbers are getting smaller. Fish are getting this urge to feed up and store fat for the winter and for spawning. They're starting to move. You know, we're starting to see some weed growth die. We're starting to see the lakes turn over and a lot of that dead vegetation come to the surface. Shallow weed beds are starting to die during the day. Starting to see the bug hatch is definitely getting less and less and less. So everything that's going on in the ecosystem that happens in, you know, the 6, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20 feet of water that can be good walleye fishing is starting to change, and these walleyes are starting to feel that. Well, the length of daylight is getting shorter and shorter every day. Water temperature is getting scrubbed off at night. These walleyes are definitely in a movement towards fall locations, and that's what's messing up the fishing more than the weather.
Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 is our guest here. You know, I could see that transition because right about this time, historically, we're starting to talk about different bait sizes, some bigger bigger crankbaits, you know, to probably attract them more towards the bait fish that they'd normally eat. But, you know, I haven't done a lot of walleye fishing this year. A couple of times, once on Detroit River, and we did a Saginaw Bay run earlier this year. But, you know, the fall is usually the time that the big stuff starts to happen. And, October, November is when it really starts heating up in Lake Erie.
Well, right. You know, you're seeing a movement of walleye, and you're definitely seeing a switch in bait fish, right? So, remember, most of the bait where we fish here in Michigan, most of the bait that we get hatches in the springtime. So, this time of year, bait is either at its maximum size are getting close. So there's very little 1.5, 2-inch bait fish left in the water. So walleyes or any game fish right now, even perch, well, you know, kind of pay attention as you're a perch fisher and listen to what I'm going to kind of say here. Bait choice is changing from late April, May, early June, where we have a lot of small bait fish in the water. Bait size preference is changing for every species of game fish to 4, 5, 6-inch baits, you know, even bigger baits, depending on what kind of bait fish we have. So, you know, you need to start, as the water gets colder, actually, you know, once we get past, you know, the end of July, you need to start thinking about, in your spread for walleye fishing, running some 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-inch baits. And as the fall goes on, we might go a little bigger. If you're a perch fisherman, you know, stop buying perch minnows. Get into the walleye minnow tank. Get into the small pike minnow tank. Because a 12, 13, 14-inch perch right now is eating 4, 4.5, 5-inch shiners. They're not eating 1.5-inch shiners anymore because there aren't that many in the lake. Pay attention to, as your water gets colder, no matter what you fish for, bait size needs to get bigger because that's what the fish are feeding us.
Lance Valentine's our guest from Walleye 101. Link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com, to Walleye 101, and Lance Valentine is there, so you can check him out. Where have you been over the past couple of weeks, fishing wise, and how's it been?
We've been up on Saginaw Bay, and it's we're getting less and less consistency. You know, we spent all summer, basically from third week of June, we got a nice little bite in 8, 10, 12 feet of water in shallow, you know, weed growth, and we never left there all summer. We fished all through July, all through August, and never fished any deeper than, you know, most days, no deeper than 10, occasionally we get out to 12. All by ourselves, because, you know, obviously you walleyes can't live in shallow water when it's really, really warm. They don't live there, so I don't want anybody to ever fish there again. So we were in there all by ourselves, catching our limit of fish, trolling crankbaits extremely fast, you know, 2.5 to 3 miles an hour, pulling crankbaits through and over the weeds and getting fish, you know, 16 to 20 inches, and every day we get, you know, a half dozen that were 22 to 26, and, you know, you got to pay attention to where the fish live. And remember, if, you know, we've talked about this, I wish I had a dollar for every time you and I have talked about this, where the bait is are where the fish are going to be. And when you get good, solid cabbage weed and coontail weed in shallow water, that's going to attract young into your bait fish, specifically young into your perch. Shiners will go in there. That's where the bait fish want to go and hide. Game fish will not go out to 40 feet of water, hang out during the day because the sun's bright, go into 8 feet of water at night and feed, then go back to 40. That doesn't happen. If the bait is in 6, 8, 10 feet of water in the weeds, that's where the walleyes live. It takes a little bit of work to get through that stuff, but if I could get anybody to learn anything from what we verified again this summer, is summertime. I'm talking surface temperatures, you know, mid to high 70s. I'm talking air temperatures this summer, you know, they got up into the mid-90s, and we're catching fish not leaving the dock at 4 o'clock in the morning. We're leaving the dock at 7 o'clock in the morning and coming back at 1, and we're catching fish all day. Actually, some of the best fishing really doesn't start until about 9:30. As the sun gets up a little bit, the bait fish kind of start to move around a little bit. As the sun gets up, the walleyes go crazy. So,
okay, hold on, Lance.
You got to be where the bait is.
All right. Be where the bait is. Be where Lance is here. Wild Michigan coming up next.
Hey, this is Mark Zona from Zona's Awesome Fishing Show, and you're listening to my guy, Duran Martinez, on Wild Michigan.
I'm on a first name basis at the tackle shop. I got a charge account running up nonstop. They ought to give me my own parking spot. I can't fit another plug in my tackle box.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez. WildMichiganRadio.com is our website. You can pick up the podcast absolutely free, brought to you by Carnivore Club, and use the promo code WildMichigan for 15% off your Carnival Club order. And that's good stuff, man. It's top-notch. Top-notch meats, cheeses, jerkies, all of that stuff. And you can get your Carnivore Club boxed to your door once a month. Check them out. The link on our website, WildMichiganRadio.com or CarnivoreClub.co. Back with Lance Valentine from Walleye 101 here on the show. Lance out doing some electronics work, helping a friend get some electronics dialed in. And Lance, to you and every walleye angler that I know, electronics are super important. Super important. And you're doing a down and side imaging project today.
We are. We're on the water helping a customer who had some issues with the unit just not working the way he thought it should. So we came down to Lake St. Clair, threw the boat in the water real quick, and we've been out here for about an hour now, and we've got everything dialed in. We got the insulation figured out. We got one or two issues kind of fixed, and now we're just kind of drifting across the lake. And I just, as you were coming out of break, we just saw some fish off to the side of the boat, so I was just showing them what fish looked like on the side scan. We're in side scan. So, yeah, pretty good day so far.
Different. I mean, you see different things, and I know on radio it's kind of difficult to see, but as I fish with different people, as I fish with bass anglers or I fish with walleye anglers, you learn different tricks and different styles of electronics out there. But say somebody doesn't have a clue, say they're me. And they're going to look for electronics. Let's help get somebody started in that direction.
Well, I'll tell you what. You probably didn't even know this, but I'm going to surprise you with something here. We just kicked off a new website called Lowrance101.com. Now, we've been Lowrance people. I've used Lowrance since the early 80s. I've stayed with them for a long time, and really I know how to use the product and really think the product is one of the best in the market. But we started a new website called Lowrance101.com, and guys can go there. We're building content as we go, so it's not completely done. It never will be done. But we wrote an article on one of the frequently asked questions part of our website is, what do I need to know before I buy? And it's not specific to Lowrance. It's specific to anybody who's looking to either buy, upgrade, or add a unit to their system. And there's a few good questions in the frequently asked question part of the Lowrance101.com website that will help guys kind of get started. So I would direct them there. And if they got any other questions, there's obviously an email address there that they can send us an email. We'd be more than happy to help them make good decisions, because this is a lot of money, right? These aren't cheap. You're spending a lot of money, and you want to make some good decisions. And probably the biggest mistake, I'm going to kind of close with this, the biggest mistake we see guys make when they buy a unit is they don't think past what can I afford right now. And sometimes what happens is you just hang on and go, I'm going to suffer one more year with what I have. If you just hang on and save a few more pop bottles, you can buy the unit that actually is going to be better for you in the long run and allow you to add units, share sonar, share waypoints, do some other really cool features. Instead of just buying, there's something on sale right now that's being discontinued, let me buy that. Sometimes you're better off to wait, pay attention to what you really want your sonar system to do on your boat, and buy the unit that works best so you can add to it instead of buying something and being disappointed 2 years later, you need to buy something else.
And that's the one thing, speaking with Lance Valentine from Walleye 101, one of the things that I've always appreciated about you, you know what works for you, but you're not pushing that on people in general.
Yeah, I would tell you a lot of things. Right? And obviously, we're Lowrance people, and we have a lot of DVDs that walk you through step by step how to interpret your sonar that works for any unit. We have an advanced GPS DVD that works for any unit. And then we have specific button pushing DVDs that are specific right now to the Lowrance products. We're working with a friend of mine who uses the Hummingbird product. We're going to have some button pushing DVDs for the hummingbird. Our job is to teach you how to use your stuff. Now, obviously, we use Lowrant stuff, but there are some other good manufacturers on the market that make some great stuff. So we're finding the resources to help people learn whatever they have on the water. If I could tell you anything before you buy, it'd be to get your butt in the boat with guys who use both, guys who use the top-line equipment from both manufacturers, and someone who knows how to use it. Have somebody explain to you what a fish looks like on downscan. Have somebody explain to you how you can get your unit, you know, zeroed in so you can actually read and see fish at 40, 50 miles an hour. Have somebody actually show you what hard bottom looks like versus soft bottom. Have somebody show you what game fish look like versus bait fish. If they can't do that, then you're in the boat with the wrong guy. You need to find somebody, and there's lots of guys who are willing to take the time to teach you. Again, the fastest way is probably our sonar interpretation DVD that works for any kind of units. That'll let you know what your unit can do, what you should be seeing, and then you can start asking some questions and making decisions on what unit works best for you and for where you fish and what you want your sonar GPS system to do for you on your boat.
Lance Valentine, our guest here on Wild Michigan. Almost said Walleye 101.
Well, yeah,
see,
close,
you've right? got me. You've got me ingrained. I've got the. No, Wild Michigan is our website, wildmichiganradio.com, and we are being brought to you in part by Costa Sunglasses. See what's out there. I love my Costa Sunglasses, and you know what? As good as the sonar is, you know what? A good pair of sunglasses. I'm not kidding. You know better than anybody too. You need them. And we're very happy that Costa came on board with us.
Well, but, congratulations on that.
Thanks,
that's
man.
Good, that's good to hear.
They're making a big push here in the northern portions of the states and up into Canada. But let's get back to the task at hand here, being electronics. You know, and you brought up a very valid point, which you have done countless times, about, you know, spend a few extra dollars and maybe learn a little bit more so your investment is smarter also.
You know, I'm going to start with this caveat. I know this stuff is expensive. I know technology changes. I get it, right? But the same guy who complains he has to buy a sonar unit every 15 years is the first guy to stand in line to buy a new iPhone every 6 months, right? And the technology curve is the same. About every 2 years, right now, about every 2 years, the technology is going to change with not just, oh, it's time to do a new unit, but usually what happens, and I was talking to a gentleman I have in the boat today, we were talking about a brand new 3D structure scan product that Lowrant has. So it'll actually take your side scan and down scan and actually give you a picture that actually shows you a 3D picture so you can actually see where on the side of the boat the fish are. So your boat's at the top of the screen, the bottom of the lake is at the bottom, like your regular traditional sonar picture, but it's actually three-dimensional using the side scan. You can actually see 100, 120 feet off to the side and actually see where the fish are positioned, and by the colors know how big those fish are. Okay, that's pretty cool. What's going to happen is that's going to be an add-on, a module box that you'll plug your transducer into. It'll do that. It will take that. It'll interpret that signal, give it to you on your screen. So that's going to be a box that's going to add on to the Gen 2 or Gen 3. Well, a couple of years, a year or two, when the Gen 4s come out, they don't just come out with a Gen 4 just to say, hey, we need to do something new. What's going to happen is all the processing that's in this $900 box now is going to add $30 to the cost of a Gen 4 and will be inside the unit. So as you go up, processor gets faster, features and functions get better. Always buy as far as you can in the technology. You'll never, ever be disappointed.
All right, Lance Valentine, appreciate you joining us from Walleye 101. Check him out at wildmichiganradio.com.